Well, after doing youth ministry for a bit, God started to open doors for me to get into education. And it's really funny because at this time, I didn't think I would be a teacher. You know, when I was younger, I thought I would be a teacher. But then as I got older, I thought, oh, full-time ministry, it's church ministry. And so the Lord opened doors for me to teach at the middle school level, high school level, public school, private school. Then I was a school administrator and then got me into higher ed.
The Digital to Learn podcast is dedicated to exploring both what's new and what's good in the use of technology in teaching and learning.
Our mission is to have the best minds sitting in front of our microphones sharing evidence-based strategies for digital teaching and learning.
Digital to Learn is brought to you by the Center for Learning and Innovation at Indiana Wesleyan University.
Thank you for joining us. And now, the Digital to Learn podcast.
Welcome to the Digital to Learn podcast. I'm Tiffany Snyder, and I'm here with my co-host, Brad Garner. Hi, Brad.
Hi, glad to be here.
I'm so glad to be back in the studio and here joined with special guest, Jen Bennett. Dr. Bennett is a strategic communication higher education leader who enjoys teaching and leading. Jen's passion is to empower and encourage college students to build strong foundations to help them stand out in the marketplace. Her teaching philosophy centers on giving students opportunities for practical learning and application through authentic industry experiences. Jen has had the opportunity to train and work with a recognized Forbes top 10 social media influencer. Additionally, she has taught and trained various entrepreneurs, small business owners, ministries, organizations, and college students on social media, marketing, and public relations. Jen authored the book, Hashtag Be Worth Following, How to Be Different and Influence People in a Crowded Social World. Now it's time for us to welcome to the podcast, Dr. Jen Bennett. Welcome, Jen.
Thank you. I am so excited to be here with you today.
Yes. And the reality is Jen has her own podcast, which we're going to put a plug in our resources. So she's used to this and we're just trying to measure up to her, her status as a podcaster. So we'll see how well we do.
Yeah, I'm a beginner. So
we always start our show with some get to know you questions and we try to make them fun or funny. This one I feel is a bit nosy. So I'm just going to kick that off. The first question is, Jen, can you tell us what was your last Amazon purchase?
Yeah. So this is really interesting because usually on Amazon, all of my purchases are books, 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 because I love reading books. And just the other day, I purchased a tire pressure monitor system. Now, I feel like I have to explain that a little bit. So I bought this because this summer, my family and I were going to be traveling in our camper. And so we need a tire pressure monitor system to make sure everything is okay. And I'll tell you, I'm really hoping that our little summer trip doesn't turn into a Griswold summer vacation. I'm really worried about that. So if you guys could be praying for me about that, that would be really great.
So if we could be even more nosy, where are you heading on this vacation?
So what we usually do is during the summers, we go to national parks. We want to show our son, who's 11 years old right now, as much of the United States as we can, the national parks, all of that. But because of COVID, we haven't seen family in a year. So we're going to spend some time in North Carolina and then spend some time in Florida. And then we'll be back home to Indiana. So that's our plan for this year. And then hopefully next year, we can start picking up on the national parks again.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. Well, since you brought up your book purchasing habit or addiction, as it may be.
Addiction.
What's the last book you finished reading?
Yeah, so I read this book. It's called Sent, Living a Life That Invites Others to Jesus. And I absolutely love this book. It's probably one of my favorite books. It's written by a professor at Penn University and Penn State. And it is just so good. She really provides some incredible thoughts and ideas on what it's like to live a sent life right where you are, right where God has planted you. And so it's a book I highly recommend.
Since you buy these books, I'm hoping the answer to my next question will be yes. And even if it isn't, just say yes. Do you also have a stack of books that you look at and say to yourself, I'm going to get to those?
I do. I have a huge stack right now on my nightstand that I'm planning on bringing with me during our summer trip. And I am determined to read all of them. The problem is, and this is why I have an addiction to books, is I'll start a book and then like this new book is released and I'm like, oh my gosh, that looks so good. I need to get it. And so then I get it and my stack just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Mm-hmm. So you have a list of unfinished books then?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, I like you so much better already. Right.
Well, we'll get to this later, but Brad, you really will, because she also is the author of a book.
Yes.
And we're going to be exploring that a bit later. It's exciting. What is the last hobby that you just got lost in enjoying?
You know, I really enjoy being outdoors and I really enjoy taking like landscape pictures. And so there's just something about being out in nature and seeing, I don't know, God's beautiful creation and just being able to capture it through pictures. And I'm not a fancy photographer. Like I use my phone, so I don't have all of this equipment and all of that stuff, but I do try to find a phone that has a great camera on it. And so, yeah, I really enjoy doing that. That's like something I just have to do on a weekly basis is get outside and be able to find places to just take pictures. I love it.
Awesome.
I'm really glad that we do this segment of the show because we learned so much more about our guests. And for those listening, if you've had a chance to do any research on LinkedIn about Jen, that's actually where I first learned of Jen Bennett, was on LinkedIn and following her posts. And I would not have been able to pick up on some of these parts of her life. And it's just so exciting that we get to expand on them and to get to know you. From my impressions on LinkedIn, Jen, you are so centered on students and the classroom and providing these authentic industry experiences, which is just such a beautiful thing. That's what we'll be talking about today. It's inspiring to know that you also have this life in the outdoors, these road trips planned with your family, these books on your nightstand, you know, really brings the whole person into play.
Yeah. And I'm so grateful that we connected. That's the power of online and social media, is the opportunity to connect with people that maybe otherwise you would have never have connected with. So I'm so grateful that we were able to connect.
Absolutely.
Well, digging a bit deeper into your professional background and how you got to the place you are today, as we shared in your bio, you have a very dynamic educational and work background. What are some of the defining experiences in that led you to what you're doing today?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And I feel like there's a few different defining experiences. So the first one that comes to mind is when I think back to myself as a child, one of the things that I loved doing was playing school. And so I had my chalkboard, I had my chalk, I had my students that were stuffed animals. And I think what's really funny is that I always taught math and I was horrible at math. I don't know if it just made me feel better and I made up my own math terms and all of that. And, you know, I was the kid in school, also in elementary school, that when I found out my teachers were getting rid of all of these textbook samples that they were not going to use, I immediately popped up and asked for some of them because I was like, my students need these textbooks, my stuffed animals. And so I was a student who loved playing school, would bring home these textbooks. My teachers would give me extra order forms of scholastic book order forms to use for my students and all of that. So that's really one experience. When I think back, I feel like how the Lord was already starting to mold me into what he had for me in the future. Another experience, I would say, is at the age of 18, I was on a mission trip to Venezuela for a month. And during that time, I really felt like God was calling me to full-time ministry. And at that point in my head, full-time ministry looked like church ministry. Well, after doing youth ministry for a bit, God started to open doors for me to get into education. And it's really funny because at this time, I didn't think I would be a teacher. You know, when I was younger, I thought I would be a teacher. But then as I got older, I thought, well, full-time ministry, it's church ministry. And so the Lord opened doors for me to teach at the middle school level, high school level, public school, private school. Then I was a school administrator and then got me into higher ed. And so I would say that those are two of the biggest defining moments. And then when I was teaching high school and my students would come back to me and say, Bennett, you know, I'm taking this college course at the community college. And my teacher said, you know, I'm the only one that got an A on my paper and this and that. I started to really feel like, okay, God, this is where you really want me. You want me in the classroom. You want me teaching. This is the ministry that you've called me to. And throughout the years, he continued to show me that ministry isn't just church ministry, but ministry can happen wherever he places me. Yeah, so those are some of the defining experiences in my life that have just continued to show me that I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
How did you break away from math? How'd you pick your subject?
Yeah, that's so when I was in college, so I'm a first generation graduate of college. And when I went off to college, I really didn't know what, you know, I wanted to do or be. And this is really interesting. So when I graduated high school, I was the girl who just wanted to graduate high school. And I was like, at most, I'll do 2 years of community college and get some kind of office job because that's all I had known. That's all I had seen. And that's it. I figured that's what I would do for the rest of my life. And again, God was working on me and, you know, reminding me of things in, you know, childhood and all of that. But that's what I thought I would do. And once I got to college, I realized, no, I need to keep going. God wants me to keep going and to continue pursuing what he's put on my life. And it was during those community college years that I started to really feel like communication was the area that I needed to go in. Number one, it didn't require an emphasis on math, which was super important for me. I loved stories. I loved communicating. I loved all of that stuff. And so when I was in college, that's when God started to show me, this is what I want you to move into. And I want you to keep going and getting your degree in your education.
Wow. Great story. Great story. Jen, I don't know if you're aware of this. Hopefully you're not. We have a whole team of investigators who, months before we invite anyone to come on the podcast, go out and do a thorough investigation, follow them around. The things we know about you are quite scary, actually. Oh, but one of the things that we've learned from watching you is, well, first, your passion for teaching, which you just described. But secondly, as Stephanie mentioned, the way you strive to provide your students with authentic learning experiences and connect them to the industry in which they're hopefully going to be employed in the future. Editorial note, I think in higher ed, that's an exception to the rule because there's usually a disconnect between the classroom and the real world. So how did you get to that place and what are some of the ways that you do that?
Yeah, I think, you know, From my experience in going through education myself, I never had the opportunity really to take part in real world opportunities while I was in the classroom. There's only one that I can specifically remember that I was able to do. But other than that, that was it. I mean, I didn't even do an internship. I didn't have a portfolio. Like I didn't have any of that. And one of the things that I always want my students to realize and know is that what we're doing in the classroom does relate to what you want to do out in the marketplace. And I'm a big believer in helping prepare my students to be the absolute best that they can, because not only is it a reflection on them, but it's a reflection on me. It's a reflection on the university that I work for. And so I really want to give my students the opportunity to stand out in the marketplace. And so that is a big part of my courses, is where students have opportunities to connect with real clients and create like real communication strategies, PR campaigns that they can eventually add to their portfolio, so that when they are looking for those internships and their jobs, they have something to show. And I've had, and this is, I think, part that just makes me so happy, is I've had students come back and tell me, Bennett, I got the internship, I got the job because of the project that we did in your class, and I was able to show that to them. And so that right there just makes me so happy, because I want these opportunities for these students. And when they can see that what they're doing in class relates to what they want to do in the future, it just makes for a great learning opportunity in the classroom, and the students enjoy it.
So how do you go about making those connections and putting your students in those circumstances?
Yeah, I guess I would say I'm a big networker. Like, I get out and meet people. So when I moved to Indiana a year ago, I knew no one. And I was like, I don't know anything about the area, but I've got to find some local businesses or organizations that my students can partner with this upcoming semester. I moved here in July of 2020. So I had like a month to find partners for my students. So
during COVID.
Correct. Exactly. So I went door to door downtown, and I found some local businesses, because that's another big thing I really believe in, is trying to connect with as many local businesses and organizations that students can connect with. So yes. I went to some doors. I did some research online of local businesses and went straight to the businesses and talked and connected with four different businesses for the fall of 2020. And so I think that's a big part of it, is just getting out there and making connections. I also do that on LinkedIn. I connect with people, and when I see somebody who I think might be a great class speaker or a business to partner with, I connect with them.
I think one of the other things that sets you apart in higher ed, I'm hesitant to say this out loud, but I think it's true. A lot of the faculty in higher education have never had real jobs. I mean, that they have been in school their entire lives from beginning to end and have known that's their world.
Yeah.
So I think what you bring to this is the reality that there is a world out there.
Right.
And we need to connect our students to that.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think that's one of the benefits that I've had, is that I've had the opportunity. I've worked with entrepreneurs, I've worked with ministries, I've worked with organizations. So I've been able to see the other side of that and what that looks like. And I think when you can bring that into the classroom, it just makes a really big difference.
Thank you for joining us for part one with Jen Bennett on the Digital to Learn podcast. We'll be back next week for part two. Join us.
Thank you for joining us on Digital to Learn.
If you enjoyed this podcast, there are three things we ask you to do. One, come back and join us again. Two, tell your friends about us. And three, give us a positive ranking on your favorite podcast platform.
Digital to Learn is brought to you by the Center for Learning and Innovation at Indiana Wesleyan University.
It's a digital world.
Always keep learning.